Hello, welcome to Evangelical-ish, a show about the intersection of evangelical faith, politics, culture, and economics. I am your host, G.D. Sandine, and I hope you're doing well today. I figured before starting the series properly, it would probably be appropriate to begin the podcast with some sort of definition for the word evangelical. The truth is that there is no common understanding of the term, even amongst Christians. It doesn't matter if it's a term you're running towards or away from. From the outside, it may appear as though all Christians are evangelicals, but it doesn't really work like that. First of all, it's a uniquely Western expression of the Christian faith, and Catholics are very rarely considered evangelical. And over the past century or so, the gap between evangelicalism and mainline churches continue to grow. Mainline churches can include Lutherans, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, hi John Green, I'm still a huge fan of yours, and Methodists. On the inside, it's even more confusing. It's not like a denomination which has beliefs and practices spelled out for everyone to follow. You can just kind of call yourself one, and that's good enough for most people. Conservatives and liberals can both call themselves evangelical, but really in the past 25 years or so, conservatives have made an effort to push away and ostracize its more political, economical, and theologically liberal counterparts. And even with all this confusion, there are very key points in evangelical doctrine and practice that are consistently agreed upon by most within the movement. The modern evangelical can be defined as believing or emphasizing the following. They believe the Bible is perfect, without error, and is a supreme authority to guide their beliefs, understanding of the world, and behavior. They believe sex should only occur during marriage, and that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. They have a no-tolerance view of abortion, believing that human life begins at conception. Personal giving is a highly valued trait within evangelicalism, and while they may oppose government funding for poverty programs, they do feel a sense of responsibility to serve and give in their own communities. They believe the modern nation-state of Israel has been preordained by God, and that anybody who opposes Israel in a social or political manner also opposes God. And lastly, there's an understanding amongst evangelicals that government policy should reflect their understanding of biblical values if God is going to bless their country. Now, this is a very rough summary of evangelical belief, and there's very little context here about the hows and why people believe these things. In this podcast series, I hope to paint a bigger picture of evangelicalism and answer your questions. No matter your relationship with evangelicals, whether you're trying to understand your own belief, understand why you disagree with your evangelical friends and family, or trying to win your next Twitter argument, which, let me stop you there, no such victory exists. I hope you and everybody else can benefit from this series in some way, shape, or form. A new episode of Evangelical-ish will go up each Monday, starting this week. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me on Twitter at GDSandine. I'll be leaving my messages open in case you have any questions about evangelicals you'd like me to answer on this podcast. No matter what time of the day you're listening to this, I hope you have a good rest of your day. And remember, evangelicals are people too.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.